Lee is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aeron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Happen radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And talking about just how completely overboard this whole police state has become. There's an incident that happened at the Utah Valley University. Okay, and one of the university's employees and student, Ginger Anderson, noticed there was a mistake on the map of the campus attached to the wall inside one of the school buildings. And the mistake was resulting in students not being able to find the correct location of classrooms. So she took out a pen and she corrected the map. And the next thing she knows, the police are there issuing her a citation for criminal mischief. Then the police demand she comes down to the police station, and when she did not immediately comply, because after all, there was no malice, she was trying to correct a mistake by the administration, they grabbed her, shoved her against the wall, and put her on the ground. And they're saying excessive force. And they're trying to handcuff her hands behind her backpack, which is not really practical, and she's saying, let me take the backpack off, and the police just did what the police do. Now, the reality is that school administrations do make mistakes. I've taught enough to know that. Government makes mistakes, but we live in a country right now where when you spot a mistake and point it out and correct it, you can be arrested? It's amazing. Another story here, apparently, this was being reported over in Infowars.com, Homeland Security is conducting unannounced school lockdown drills. Now, this was over in New Jersey, where the Department of Homeland Security shows up with all their armor and all their guns and tanks and the rest of it, and they simply sweep into the school and lock it down. Nobody was notified ahead of time. The school administration was not told this was going to happen. The students were not told this was going to happen. The net result, of course, is the school administration, the teachers are all traumatized, the students are all traumatized. What is the purpose of this? Because certainly you can train your Department of Homeland Security people just as well if the students and teachers know this is going to be happening. This is all about scaring the people into submission. And they're doing it campus by campus by campus by campus. Completely out of control. All right, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is now sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, down in Georgia, they have adopted a plan, and this was in the Georgia legislature last Thursday. They passed, the Convention of States passed an application to limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government. In other words, to demand the federal government go back to its constitutional limits. State Senator Cecil Staton, Republican from Macon, told the organization he's pleased that the Georgia legislature has given voice to the frustrations of millions of Georgians. Enough is enough. And I think pretty much everybody in the country is feeling very much the same way. And if Crimea can vote to secede from the coup d'etat government in Kiev. I think the American people need to vote to secede from the illegal, illegitimate government in Washington, D.C. and their masters in Israel. They've completely gone off the constitutional reservation. And you need to understand that Constitution is the original contract with America. The government is the legal, legitimate government only when it agrees to abide by the rules we, the people, set forth in that document and in the Bill of Rights. And if they don't want to play by the rules, they're perfectly free to find some useful occupation. But they are definitely not legitimate to take the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and say, well, we don't want to follow those rules. We're going to go out and do what we want to do. That's tyranny. That's dictatorship. This government has delegitimized itself. The executive branch has, Congress has, even the judicial, the Supreme Court, with some of their recent decisions, has delegitimized itself. The American people are getting fed up with it. Up in Montreal, they were having a peaceful protest regarding police brutality. So the police showed up and arrested 288 of them under the pretext that they did not have the correct permits. They did not tell us ahead of time they were going to have a protest on police brutality. Oh, really? Then how'd you know it was there? Probably the undercover informants. Now, there's another article over at Op-Ed News that the real purpose of these NSA spy programs is targeting dissent. And they're absolutely right. Because we proved here at whatreallyhappened.com, we proved with our five NSA challenges that real criminals and real terrorists will be able to, with very little effort, devise methods of encryption the NSA cannot defeat. Remember, decoding a message is a two-step process. You have to find the method, then you find the encryption key. And of the two, finding the method's the hard part. The Allies were not able to break the German Enigma code until they captured a physical machine. That gave them the method. Once they had the method, finding the keys was easy. They built a giant machine that just brute-forced keys until they could break the messages. So if you devise your own encryption method, your communications will be safe from the NSA. The NSA's entire policy is to set up these giant machines to capture all the data and to brute-force keys for those encryption methods they already know. They want you to use standard off-the-shelf encryption that they already know the method. That was the whole thinking behind DES, behind the Clipper chip, wanting you to use PGP, which is already known to be compromised. But if you devise your own encryption method, you are invisible to the NSA, especially if you hide your messages inside images with steganography, where they don't even know there's a message. This is all about watching you, the law-abiding American citizens, to make sure you're not thinking those double-plus, ungood, bad thoughts. And, of course, to steal economic data for the benefit of American politicians and American companies, which they've been caught doing left and right. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Butch in Missouri, aloha. Butch, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm in the Ozarks, Douglas County, Missouri, and I learned last week that in August of 2013, last year, state of Missouri passed a law. I don't know the bill number, but they passed a law that says that all of the counties would be required to participate in these shooter drill incidents. Mm-hmm. And there is a place here in Missouri in Branson called Mobile Solutions LLC. They are the ones who did it in the Ava School District, Ava High School, here in Douglas County on February 6th, and then a week later, somebody set up some bogus bomb plant in a McDonald's bathroom, same city. It's just odd that it was a week later. But anyway, people can go to Missouri.gov, MissouriHouse.gov, and they can see all the different laws that they're passing. And right now, our governor, Nixon, he is up on impeachment charges for trying to overturn the gay marriage or the marriage between a man and a woman. Uh-huh. It was voted on overwhelmingly, and he is not fulfilling. He is not filling vacant seats here in the Missouri House, and that's another impeachment charge he's being put up on. or been brought upon. These are introduced in the, they can see these bills on that MissouriHouse.gov site. But anyway, that's like you were saying earlier, and I guess that was in Texas. There, I think all the states are passing these laws, and they're just trying to get everybody accustomed to all this.
Well, I don't think it's a case of being accustomed. I think the idea of these school shooter drills, especially when they're unannounced, is to traumatize the kids so that as they grow into adults, when they see a uniform, they'll immediately go, and they'll cower rather than stand up and fight back. That's what the brainwashing is really all about behind these live fire and shooter drills unannounced in the schools. They're brainwashing our kids to react in unreasoning, blind fear when they see a government uniform. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Butch, and we'll be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a listener just emailed me to remind me, and I didn't know about this because I have a permanent alarm in my calendar. Yesterday was the anniversary of Israel's murder of activist Rachel Corrie. This happened back on 2003, 11 years ago. Rachel Corrie was basically trying to protest Israel's demolition of Palestinian homes to make way for Jewish-only settlements, and one of the bulldozer operators ran her down, then backed over her, crushing her to death. A very horrible way to go. Israel's defense was that Rachel was hiding from the bulldozer operator, and he didn't see that she was there, which is nonsense, because there are photos of this incident all the way from beginning to end, and it is very, very clear. There is no question the bulldozer operator was looking at her, and that was yesterday here. A little development we're getting, as you're probably aware, there are still, inside Crimea, Ukrainian military forces that are still loyal to the coup d'etat government in Kiev. The coup d'etat government has just announced they will not withdraw their Ukrainian forces from Crimea, and they're basically saying, get ready for a war. So it looks like Ukraine is basically going to try and reconquer Crimea. Of course, if it's annexed to Russia, that means that the new coup d'etat government in Kiev is declaring war against Russia, which will open the door to wider involvement by NATO, the U.S., the European Union, and will be off and running into a hot war. And the military-industrial complex will be having orgasms and drinking the scotch and lighting up the cigars. Yee-haw, more money. But again, the reality is the United States and its allies are economically exhausted, on the verge of bankruptcy. They have worn down their military stockpiles in all of these wars. By the way, I got an updated count. The U.S., since 9/11, has directly invaded or overthrown or drone struck 17 countries who are not at all happy about any of this. And if we get into a prolonged conventional war with Russia and or China, we're not going to be able to prevail. And that means somewhere between the start of this escalation and final capitulation by the United States government, they will resort to their nuclear weapons. Because remember, for all this talk about Iran's nuclear threat and Iraq's nuclear threat and Monaco's nuclear threat and Tennessee's nuclear threat, one and only one nation has ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that is the United States of America. Now, getting back to the economy, there's an article we have linked to whatreallyhappened.com, and you want to take a look at it. 25 fast facts about the Federal Reserve, and they're exhorting you to share this with everybody that you know. And I'm going to give you just a couple of excerpts from this, but you need to read the entire article. The greatest period of economic growth in U.S. history was when there was no central bank. Remember, this nation was started with the public currency handled as a public utility, issued by the government, spent into circulation to buy what the government needed, flowed through commerce without accruing interest to a private bank, was taxed back at the same amount to balance the books and close the cycle. That's the public currency handled as a public utility. We fought a revolution to be free of private central banking, only to have be sold back into the slavery of that system three times by corrupt politicians, and all three times it has enriched the bankers and brought the people of the nation to the edge of financial collapse. The United States never had a persistent ongoing problem with inflation until the Federal Reserve was created. Even using the official numbers, the value of the U.S. dollar has declined by more than 95% since the Federal Reserve was created. Okay, let's skip on down here a little bit. It is not an accident that a permanent income tax was also introduced the same year as the Federal Reserve System. And we now know that the 16th Amendment to the Constitution that authorized that tax failed ratification. And even had it been ratified, the United States Supreme Court in Stanton versus Baltic Mining concluded that the 16th Amendment did not actually confer any new tax authority on the United States government and did not explicitly repeal the prohibition against a direct non-apportioned tax in the Constitution. All righty, let's see. The Federal Reserve made $16 trillion in secret loans to the big banks during the last financial crisis. Remember that discount window in the back door? The Federal Reserve was just handing out all this money to these big Wall Street firms and these big banks that got burned in the mortgage-backed security fraud, and they fought tooth and nail to keep this secret, because when you add $16 trillion in instantly created dollars to the world economy, it hammers the value of the dollar. Citigroup got $2 trillion, Morgan Stanley $2 trillion, Merrill Lynch, a little less than $2 trillion. Bank of America, $1.3 trillion. Barclays, $800 billion. Bear Stearns, $800 billion. Goldman Sachs, $800 billion. They were just handing the stuff out like crazy here. All righty, but you need to look at this. You need to look at this. We were told the purpose of quantitative easing is to help stimulate the economy, but today the Federal Reserve is actually paying the big banks not to lend out $1.8 trillion in excess reserves they have parked at the Federal Reserve. Quantitative easing overwhelmingly benefits those that own stocks and other financial investments. In other words, it favors the very wealthy. Even Barack Obama has admitted 95% of the income gains since he's been president have gone to the top 1%. This is fascism. This is not democracy. It's not a republic. It's not even capitalism. We have descended into outright fascism. So go on over to whatreallyhappened.com, and you need to look at that article. Meanwhile, of course, Obamacare is back in the news. The Obama administration is now trying to use March Madness to push Obamacare enrollments. And basically, it's an uphill battle, because from now until the end of the month, the White House needs 89,000 new Obamacare enrollees per day to meet the goal of 7 million. And that is not including the fact that 20% of the people who have selected an insurance program at the website haven't actually paid for it. And so technically they're not enrolled. For all we know, the White House at this point is using computer mills to try and run up the Obamacare enrollments, even though they're not being paid for, like companies that will create Facebook likes for you or Twitter followers for you. We see a lot of celebrities and politicians using those. There's no reason to assume Obama is not doing exactly the same. We're going to grab a phone call here. Fred in Michigan. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, who controls the golden rules, right? The golden rule. And fortunately, I like your idea, and I got to thinking, wouldn't it be great if, like, prior to the 17th Amendment, the senators would be elected from the state legislatures, which we could easily control? And I was thinking, well, we should have a public central bank where we have a oversight committee comprised of people that we would select or elect from our state legislatures to govern, the activities and the rules of the public central bank. And that would be, and then the other thing is a 4% sales tax on all of the Wall Street gangsters' transactions, because they have all these electronic transactions going down every day. And hey, how about a Fab Four? They did a song called "The Tax Man." So hey, in honor of the Fab Four, I call it the Fab Four Tax on Wall Street. What do you think?
Well, that's a pretty good name for it. And one of the reasons they're talking about a transaction tax has to do with these high frequency traders that are manipulating the market. And of course, if you're watching the stock market,
that's it.
Soaring today. But all of the gains were basically launched at the opening bell. So that's the PPT that came in there that was trying to forestall a market downturn because of events in Crimea. It's all being rigged. It really is. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Fred. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I get back to the phones, I want to hit a couple more stories. We're talking about rigging and how the entire financial system in the West is one gigantic fraud, beginning with the fraud of private central banks issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, a system that by design creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt, trapping the population as debt slaves for all eternity here. Now, apparently, we were reporting last week on how there's now an investigation into fraud with the London Daily Fix for gold and silver prices. Apparently, the investigation has now expanded to include UBS. Now, the reality is that the signs of fraud in the gold market have been there for a very, very long time. Anytime gold started to move up, there'd be a huge dumping of paper contracts, gold futures contracts, onto the market to drive the price back down. The reason is simple. The banks don't want you closing your savings account and putting the money into gold. The stock market doesn't want you selling your stocks and putting the money into gold. And certainly all of those gold depositories who've been playing fast and loose with other people's gold, they want to be able to buy gold back at extremely low prices. And this article that I'm talking about over at Zero Hedge is saying, finally, after years of people being ridiculed for suggesting the gold prices were being manipulated, it's been glaringly obvious. And more people inside the institutions are starting to say, well, yeah, I guess so, kind of. We know the mortgage-backed scam of 2008 was all fraudulent. We've had the LIBOR scandal. We've had market rigging by the plunge protection team. Of course they're going to manipulate gold. They've got every reason to do it and no reason not to, especially in a nation where the government absolutely views anybody in the financial services sector as immune from arrest and prosecution. You really should be getting into silver and gold right now, physical, not paper. I think the leveraging on the paper contracts has been reported as something like 100 to 1. There isn't enough gold to satisfy those paper contracts. And every time the contracts come due, they're redeemed for cash value plus a premium, or they try and roll them over. But at some point, everybody's going to want to cash in those paper certificates, and the gold is not there. As I mentioned earlier in the show, there was a client of a Swiss bank who had deposited physical gold for storage in their vaults, and he went to get it, and the bank said, I'm sorry, I can't give that to you. It may be that after all of these years of using other people's gold bullion to satisfy the paper contracts to keep the commodities market from imploding, that most of the physical silver and gold is already out there in the hands of ordinary citizens. And that is why I am absolutely convinced that if the U.S. government succeeds in confiscating all the guns, the next thing they're going to come for is the physical silver and gold. By the way, if you want to buy physical silver and gold, and it is a very, very good idea, go over to the Republic Trading Group. They've got an ad at my website. They've got an ad at Republic Broadcasting. They will get you set up for bars and rounds, and a portion of the proceeds from that sale goes to fund Republic Broadcasting. And right now, as Sandra was telling you, we need all the help that we can get. We are standing up against opposition that is well-funded. The liars are getting big, big bucks. Even with their decline in audience, those talking heads in the corporate media are making huge, huge salaries. They've got huge budgets for studios and lights and stuff. We're operating on spare change found under seat cushions. So buy your physical silver and gold from Republic Trading Group, or please make a point of donating, because we really, really do need it. Equipment wears out. We have to pay electric bills. We have to pay hosting. We have to pay the streams to get RBN out there. All of this stuff costs money. Absolutely does. All right, we got a couple of calls waiting on the line. Clint in Michigan, aloha. Clint, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
I was just calling about, you know, how they've been pushing this Medicaid eligibility for people. Well, here in Michigan, they were telling people to enroll through the Medicare, you know, the health care website and all that stuff. Well, now they're reporting that there's glitches in there, and that's why there's a...
Imagine my shock.
Yeah, isn't that something? Now, I kind of think that maybe they are hiding the fact that they don't have any money for this. What do you think?
It could be that. Could be just simply hiding the fact that nobody's signing up for this stuff. I know out here in Hawaii, they had major, major problems. At one point, they literally had to dump the database and tell everybody to sign in all over again. This thing was not ready for deployment, and the fact that they went ahead and deployed it shows how desperate they were for the expected revenues that were going to pour forth from it. It's a complete disaster, and this government will not admit how badly they have screwed up on Obamacare and affordable health care. And, of course, everybody now looking at their new health care premiums understands there's nothing affordable about this. In fact, there was an interesting article over at naturalnews.com about how Obamacare and forced health care, it's really little more than a new bailout for the entire medical industry, which is hideously expensive. We have the most expensive health care on the planet, and yet its quality is down in the 30s. Life expectancy in the United States is something like 36th, 37th. You know, obviously the health of the people isn't really what's being dealt with here.
Yeah, the health of Big Pharma is what they care about.
And the health insurance companies, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because amongst some of my friends, we all were eligible and applied for Medicaid, And you can see in their system that the application is in there. But then today I get a letter from them saying, you may be eligible according to the federal government. I just think that's hilarious.
Well, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing, and when government becomes too big and bloated, that's going to happen a lot, where whoever's sending out those mails, you know, isn't checking the database to see. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Government is too big. It's too bloated. It's too obfuscated. I mean, it could be really, really pared down. The, you know, what was it the founding fathers said? That government governs best that governs least. And the problem is when they're trying to centralize and central control everything, and it just creates more opportunities for incompetence, malice, outright stupidity. And again, this entire healthcare computer system, the national one, healthcare.gov, and the state exchanges, they were all slapped together real quick. They weren't tested. There's no security. And it's an absolute mess, and nobody's got the gonadal tissue to stand up and state what is glaringly obvious. This does not work. This is a failure.
Yeah, it's kind of like everything else the government's doing right now.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. I mean, the U.S. justified support for the coup d'etat government in Kiev by saying that Ukraine's elected government was corrupt and incompetent. Well, that could be, certainly can be said, should be said, about the federal government in Washington, D.C. The corruption is rampant. Look at AIPAC. The incompetence, look at how they handled the Gulf oil disaster. Look at how healthcare.gov, look at their almost non-reaction to the radioactive leaks coming out of WIP in near Carlsbad, New Mexico, and Hanford up in the state of Washington. It's an absolute, oh, it's no big deal, but you should be worried about third-hand smoke.
Yeah, I think we now need to be more worried about the government right now.
Most Americans are. Most Americans do not see the federal government as their friend or any kind of a benefit or blessing, and certainly not worth all the money we're paying for it. I mean, if you really think about it over your lifetime, government is the single most expensive thing you will ever buy, more expensive than your home, more expensive than your kids' college education. Are you getting value for your money? And I think overwhelmingly most people are, the 1% are going to say, yeah, it's a sweet deal. But for everybody else, no, this is not a good deal at all.
Yeah. Well, thanks for all your good work again. And I did call and get Sandra's app, so I wish Republic well on that effort.
I know she's really close to being in first place. And what we need to do is everybody is put that information about Sandra's app out on their social network, Facebook, MySpace, whatever, because I think it's something like another 1,000 downloads, and she'll be in first place.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, again, you have a great day, and I hope Claire is doing well, too.
Okay. All right, thanks an awful lot here. Apparently, Sandra needs 1,300 more downloads of the app, and she'll be in first place, and that'll mean $20,000 for RBN, where we can expand our operation. As you know, we're getting new talent, and we got Ben Swan in, and we're trying to grow. We're trying to basically counter the lies coming out of the corporate-owned media. And we don't get big, huge checks from shadowy non-governmental organizations. We're not getting money from AIPAC. We don't get money from Big Pharma or Monsanto, which is why we can tell you the truth about harmful drugs, SSRIs, GMO crops, and so forth and so on. I know we have one more caller on the line, but we're coming up on a commercial break, and I'm going to take that last call after we come back from these words from our sponsors here. And we're going to talk a little bit about GMOs, because right now with all this wind on Hawaii, we're probably breathing the pollen from those experimental gardens they have up on the north part of the island. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one final phone call today. Ben in Tennessee. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. First off, I just want to thank you for doing the yeoman's work of continually exposing the banking cartel, both here at home and abroad. I think it's obviously the most important issue that we're facing because these multinational banks are lording over us in every way possible.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to bring up the two-pronged attack, as I see it, that they're using since the collapse in 2008, and that would be the continued use of the overnight window principle and also this too-big-to-fail, too-big-to-jail concept. And it seems to me that partly maybe because of the willful ignorance of the American people and a lot of corruption, that there's just not enough questions being asked. There's not enough information getting out. So that's why I applaud you for getting us continually pounding this information out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're certainly welcome. I'm going to keep on doing it, too.
And so, well, I mean, I remember a show last week maybe where you brought up the statistics on the savings and loan scandal back in the 80s and the amount of indictments that went out and arrests that were made, convictions that were had during that scandal, and then the lack, utter lack of indictments or any kind of legal repercussions for any of these bankers in this crisis.
Yeah, and when you have bankers engaging in fraud and criminal activity and nothing ever happens to them, they're going to go on engaging in fraud and criminal activity because they're making a lot more money doing that than trying to operate an honest business. And remember, when Andrew Jackson shut down the Second Bank of the United States, they tried to operate as a regular bank, and they promptly went out of business.
Right, because the loan sharking just won't work in any kind of honest system.
Well, it all comes down to what I keep saying. The public currency ought to be a public utility, and it was when this nation started. And it was, again, following the shutdown of the First Bank of the United States and following the shutdown of the Second Bank of the United States of America up until 1913, when once again we were delivered bound hand and foot into the predations of a privately owned central bank, given the authority to issue all of the public currencies alone at interest. And it is an absolute scam. It's the very sort of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of, and it's time to give it the old heave-ho again.
I couldn't agree with you more, and just want to say keep up the great work.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Ben. We're going to let you go here. Got a couple more stories here before we hit the top of the hour and turn the microphone over to John Stadmiller. We are getting a report now, and this is over from Activist Post. The IMF is already planning massive austerity for the Ukraine. And we knew this was going to happen because as soon as the coup d'etat government was in place in Kiev, they dropped all communications with Russia, went over to the IMF. Oh, you're going to get loans. You're going to get all kinds of loans which can never be paid off. And the conditions on those loans included privatization of Ukraine's public assets, taking those facilities, those utilities, roads, infrastructure that are the collective property of the people of Ukraine, and selling them into the hands of private investors to take the property of the people and then to rent it back to the people. And massive austerity, cuts on social spending in order to deliver more and more money to the bankers. That's what the end result of this coup d'etat in Kiev is going to be. Crimea wants no part of it. Eastern Ukraine wants no part of it. When those people in the western part of Ukraine wake up and realize what was just done to them, they're going to be very, very unhappy. Because any time the private bankers get into power in a country, inevitably the people are driven into poverty because the bankers want all the wealth of the nation for themselves. Remember, these private central banks, whether it's the IMF, the ECB, the Federal Reserve, they are not in existence to serve the people or the nation. They exist to serve only themselves and their owners. Now, a lot of people still talking about Hillary running in 2016. And as part of the backstory, we've been talking about all the scandals that dogged the Clinton administration. Back in 1999, there was a big scandal over the selling of blood products taken from Arkansas prisoners under then-Governor Bill Clinton. And these blood products were not being tested. They were tainted with HIV and hepatitis C, and they were sold to blood products processors in the U.S. and up in Canada, and resulted in a lot of people buying these blood products becoming ill. And it was a huge, huge scandal. But they were getting the blood from the Arkansas prisoners for pennies and making huge profits reaping it. There was a reporter, Susie Parker, who was reporting on the scandal for Salon, and had a terror campaign directed against her to silence her on this whole story. So there's a lot of skullduggery in the American political system, and the Clintons are perhaps the most obvious about it, but certainly they're not unique. Not unique at all. Apparently over in Jackson County, Illinois, there is a public referendum coming up opposed to fracking in their community. And the oil and gas companies are pouring in tons and tons of money to propagandize this. This will be great. There's nonsense. Anybody says fracking is bad. But don't forget, the CEO of Exxon, big champion of fracking, when he found out they were going to be fracking near his home, he immediately joined the lawsuit to block it. They know there is a problem. They know there is a problem. But they, as long as the problem is in somebody else's backyard, as long as it's people that they don't know who are drinking tap water laced with these deadly chemicals, they don't care. They're just out there to make money. And again, we understand corporate leadership. By definition, they're thinking about profits. They're thinking about keeping their stockholders happy. It is the function of the central federal government to act as an arbiter between the greed of the corporations and what is good for the nation as a whole. And our federal government has completely abandoned that. They're not thinking what's good for the general public or what's good for the nation. They're hand in glove, allied with the Wall Street financial interests. And Congress has been turned into a one-stop shopping center for every corrupting influence in our nation, whether it's Wall Street or Israel and AIPAC. And it's another reason this government is illegitimate, because if this government is not taking care of the nation they're the government of, what good are they? Starting to see, again, the debate over GMOs, whether they should be banned or labeled. And I absolutely agree, they should be labeled. People have a right to know what is in the products they're forced to buy from the supermarket. And you are. We have seen this huge campaign to shut down small organic farmers, farmers markets, to outlaw food gardens on your own property. They want you dependent on the supermarkets. They want you dependent on Monsanto. Because dependency is slavery. In colonial times, the colonists were forced to be dependent on the Bank of England for currency. They were forced to be dependent on the British East India Company for tea and other products. That dependency is your slavery. That's why July 4th is called Independence Day. It's not called Freedom Day or We Kicked British Butt Day. It's the day we became independent from Britain and could choose for ourselves what banking system we wanted and where we were going to get our basic supplies and necessities. That's what independence is. Every tyranny in history, every dictatorship, has achieved their ends by forcing you to be dependent on their institutions, dependent on the corporate TV news for your information. We've already broken that one, and so forth here. But, yeah, the GMOs are provably dangerous, and they should be labeled, if not banned. Some of these GMOs they're dealing with, like the epicyte corn, if that got out of control, we're looking at an extinction-level event. Now the U.S. Department of Agriculture is acknowledging that test fields of GMO wheat, which is not even yet approved for sale and consumption, the pollen from that has already spread to other wheat crops and is contaminating them. Nobody around the earth is going to want to buy our wheat exports anymore. It's a huge, huge disaster. And Monsanto did it out of greed, and our government went along with it out of a concern for campaign donations and because the lobbyists are really nice, friendly people that you want to hang out with. But it is a very dangerous technology. This GMO, this tinkering with the code of life, is more dangerous in the long run than even nuclear technology, and it's being treated with a reckless disregard for safety. All right, I hear the music. It's time to get out of here and for me to get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And again, one more time, buy your physical silver and gold from Republic Trading Group. Download Sandra's app. Please donate to support our work. We really need it right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.